Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we've got Raejean Skillern back in the studio with us. Thanks for coming in, Raejean.
Thanks, Allison. Good to see you again.
So Raejean, you work on the cloud initiative for Intel, and today we're going to talk about something we haven't talked about on the program before very much called Cloud Builder. Why don't you define Cloud Builder and what it is for Intel and what it is for the industry?
The Cloud Builder program is an industry-enabling program designed to bring together the vendors that create cloud solutions and turn them into deployment best practices, reference architecture, textures and design guides for building proven, tested cloud solutions. So it's led by Intel, but it's really made up of all the leading software vendors and hardware vendors that are helping build cloud infrastructure and bringing those solutions in one common place for end user IT and service provider IT to access.
So let's break it down. You know, obviously this is a role that Intel plays a lot in the industry, bringing people together to create open solutions, and we're doing it again with cloud. Where did the program come from? When did we first bring it to the industry?
We've actually been talking about this program for 2 years when we started looking at the cloud, because the number one issue we heard when we talked to end user IT or consumers of cloud or people looking to build their own cloud was, what software do I use? What solutions? Where do I find my stack? So people were looking for those tools to help make cloud deployment and cloud optimization easier. October of last year, we formally launched the Cloud Builder program at intel.com/cloudbuilder. We published our first reference architectures on the site. We announced intent to publish more with the top ISVs in the industry. And then we've been building on that website ever since.
But of course, Cloud Builder is more than a website. This is a lot of technical development with ISVs, correct?
Yeah. The website is just the portal to access the information. What really goes behind it is the infrastructure and the testing and the validation behind these solutions. We take Intel hardware and we build up actual clouds, test beds, and then we bring in the ISVs and the other software vendors or other technology vendors, and we build up the cloud, and then we spend days, even weeks, running it, testing it, proving it, and then we document it into a very detailed reference architecture, down to the script level in some cases that IT can use as an idea or starting point or as an endpoint for building cloud infrastructure.
That's pretty cool. So have we seen a lot of ISVs take advantage of this far?
Absolutely. When we announced, we had 7 of the industry leaders right there with us: Microsoft, VMware, Red Hat, Citrix, Anomaly, Parallels. We've published a number of architectures to date, and you will see later on this year through our cloud announcements that we're going to be announcing with a lot of the major ISV and software players.
Now, it sounds like you started with a lot of virtualization players, which makes sense with cloud, but some of those names I'd never heard of. What kind of other software are you looking at in terms of delivering cloud solutions?
Well, we've been trying to get a balance between open source stacks and commercial stacks. We've been trying to get a balance of different layers of the cloud infrastructure, the virtualization layer, management layer. We've been looking at specific usage models in the cloud, policy-based power management, trusted compute pools, technology. So when we bring in these vendors, they're all filling in a little piece of the stack, and sometimes it requires many players to make a stack, and others, some of the bigger players, have more of a complete solution on their own.
So you've talked about reference architectures. That's a new term for me. Can you tell me what a reference architecture actually is?
Sure. So we've developed a methodology for testing and proving out these solutions. First, we start by doing an overview of the usage scenario. What IT problem are we trying to solve with this reference architecture? We look at an implementation overview and then the layout and blueprint of the testbed itself, including the testbed design considerations, hardware descriptions, architecture of the testbed. Then we do a technical review. We look at prepping the server, running, managing any type of benchmarking or scalability that we need to do. And then we also try to do other things to consider as far as integration with storage or integration with existing systems.
So obviously the ISVs have responded. We're going to bring more ISVs into the program. The real question is, who's using these reference architectures, and have we gotten feedback from end customers that they're actually deploying based on Cloud Builder?
So yes, we've rolled out the program. We have reference solutions available today. We're piloting it with a number of end customers and getting their feedback, and then we're going to have significantly more solutions available this year.
Can anybody participate in Cloud Builder?
Yeah, the community itself will be a place for vendors and enterprise IT and users to exchange ideas. So whether you're on the deployment side or on the vendor side, it'll be a place to come and join and learn and share issues.
If people want to find out more about cloud computing and Intel, where do they go?
The best places to go right now are intel.com/cloudbuilder or the cloud community on Server Room.
Fantastic. And can we see you blogging up there?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the program again.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.